I was so excited when I woke up today and had this to look forward to, Shelley told Elsie as she pulled out her scrapbooking and spread it on the table in front of her. Elsie's heart warmed. This was only the third week of crafts and chatter, and she loved that it was already providing a positive space. She'd wanted to start a group like this for the past year or so, but their previous place hadn't been right. Elsie had set up tables where Bree conducted her Pilates classes. There were large windows looking out onto the garden, and rainbows danced across the walls from the crystals they'd hung along the window frames. It was a hot day, so she had the air conditioning pumping. Wingham was renowned for its stifling heat, but Elsie was already looking forward to the winter months when the sun would pour in and offer cosy comfort. She also couldn't help but imagine herself with an expanding belly as their little bean continued to grow. "Last week, Yvonne showed me how to do embossing," Shelley went on, opening up pages of her book. "I've spent all week practicing. I can't wait to show her what I came up with." "It's beautiful," Elsie told her as more people continued to arrive. "Hello," she called. "Come in and set up wherever you feel comfortable." So far, the group had mainly attracted older people who had time on a weekday to come and sit for a couple of hours. There were other scrapbookers too, some knitters, patchworkers, and even one man who faced his chair towards the garden with his sketchbook. Elsie knew that not everyone sought comfort in craft activities, so she'd set up crossword puzzles and Sudoku along with mindfulness colouring in books and pencils on the table in the corner. Elsie had never been one to craft. She'd grown up in a house where her mother's idea of relaxing was reading legal briefs. She'd never been given Play-Doh or paints or glitter, and when she had done colouring in, her mother wasn't one to praise her, but rather point out where she'd gone out of the lines. At the wellness retreat, where she'd met Olive and Bree, one of the activities had been colouring in. Elsie had been stiff at first, her mother's voice in her head as she put pencil to paper. But it didn't take long for her to find the simple act soothing. It was at a table in the sunshine where conversation had flowed between the new acquaintances, allowing the seeds of friendship to be planted. Elsie hoped the same thing would happen here. She wanted this space and time each week to offer an opportunity for people to not only express themselves, but to feel connected to others. So many of her clients complained of feeling lonely.